Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Over the past 2,106 days, wow.
Wow.
Our teaching has been about rich thoughts because they produce right thinking, and right thinking enables us to live the good life that God intends for us to experience. And, you know, really rich thinking, rich thoughts, right thinking is all when we exercise the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And we have the mind of Christ.
And the Word of God.
Hallelujah. So on the call today, we're going to share how right thinking manifests at least four amazing blessings.
I love it. 1 Peter 2:24, very familiar scripture for most of us. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
That's a great scripture to personalize.
Wow, yes.
And I'm going to do it in the Classic Amplified Bible. He personally bore Lawrence's sins in his own body on the tree, as on an altar, and offered himself on it, that Lawrence might die, cease to exist to sin, and to live to righteousness. By his wounds, Lawrence has been healed.
Hallelujah.
We looked up the word righteousness in Strong's Concordance, and it's the Greek word G1343, and it means, in a broad sense, state of him who is as he ought to be, righteousness, the condition acceptable to God, integrity, virtue, purity of life, rightness, and here it comes, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. I want to tell you, when I saw that righteousness is the state of him who is he ought to be, and how ought he to be? He ought to be dead to sin, so that we have correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. And see, sin is what keeps us from thinking right, feeling right, and acting right.
And that is so true. Then we felt led to look at Romans 8:31, and we did it in the New Living Translation. Once again, in light of what was stirring in us, it says nothing can separate us from God's love. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can ever be against us? You know I love that scripture.
Yes, you do. And you know, honey, the point of that scripture is not the rhetorical question of who can ever be against us, as much as it's clear that sin, the sin of thinking, feeling, and acting incorrectly is against us. The invitation to sin is manifested through how we think, feel, and act.
That's right.
On the things that we face every day. The purpose of sin is to separate us from the love that God has for us.
Think on this.
To make us feel all alone and hopeless in the situations of life. But the very good news, and it is very good news, is in this next scripture.
And so this is what is next after Romans 8:31. We have Romans 8:32, and this is what the follow-up is all about in the New Living Translation. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love.
Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Neither the fears of today nor our worries about tomorrow can keep God's love from us or his promises from being manifested in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is faithful to perform all that he's promised, all that he's promised that we will receive. What has God promised you? God promised you peace no matter what's going on around you.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26, verse 3 in the New Living Translation. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. And in John 14, verse 27, John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled.
Hallelujah.
Neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. That's what the Classic Amplified Bible says.
Wow.
Then in Philippians 4, 7, I mean, peace is big. Philippians 4, verse 7, the Message Bible says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life.
There's some other great scriptures on peace.
Yeah.
Psalm 37:11. Romans 15:13, Romans 8:6, Proverbs 3:24, 2 Timothy 1:7, Proverbs 3:25, Philippians 4:7, and Isaiah 26:3. God promises our prosperity. He promises you prosperity regardless of your current circumstances.
So don't let them get in the way. In 3 John 2, in the Message Bible, 3 John 2 says, we're the best of friends, and I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 8. We often read it, but this is such a good one in the Classic Amplified. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 8 says, remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to someone, will also reap generously and with blessings. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in his giving.
Hallelujah.
And God, hallelujah, is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Can somebody say hallelujah? Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Wow. Here are a few other scriptures that you can look up that deal with this whole area of how God wants us to be prosperous, successful. Deuteronomy 28, verses 2 through 8. 28, 2 through 8. Psalm 34:10, Psalm 23:1, Psalm 23, verse 1, Luke 6:38, and Deuteronomy 8:18,
Good scriptures right there.
God promises our healing in spite of what the doctor says and what the reports say.
Isaiah 53:5. Isaiah 53, verse 5. We already read first. Second Peter 2:24. This is where Isaiah prophesies what happens. It says in Isaiah 53, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That was foretelling what Jesus did. Because, you know, in 1 Peter 2:24, it says we have already been healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Can I do Exodus 15:26?
Go for it.
Exodus 15:26 in the New Living Translation. He said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. For I am the Lord who heals you.
Notice that I am the Lord who heals you. In Psalm 107, verse 20, he sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction.
Here are some other scriptures that you can look up and be blessed by. James 5:15, Luke 6:19, and once again, honey, 1 Peter 2:24, Jeremiah 30:17, James 5:14-15, James 5:14-15, and Mark 16:17, Hallelujah.
Mm.
God promises our victory over every attack of the enemy.
Proverbs 18, verse 19, Classic Amplified Bible. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The consistently righteous man, upright and in right standing with God, runs into it and is safe, high above evil and strong. And in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, we are hedged in, pressed on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassment and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair.
Let us give you several of the scriptures in this area that you need to get a hold of. Hebrews 13:6, John 14:7, Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, Isaiah 54:17. Correct thinking is to think what Christ thinks.
Amen. And 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16 says that very thing. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
So, if righteous is correct thinking, then we need to separate ourselves from any and everything that does not line up with the Word of God.
Amen.
Our focus on this teaching, on thinking, we're doing this simply because of the progression of the human response. What we think about, we feel. What we feel, we act on. Simply said, the way to manifest healing in every area of our lives is to live unto righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Now, honey, that's something to think about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. The top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.